Well, to the south of us yesterday in Columbus, Ohio, up here Spartan Wolverine, you know, that's Buckeye territory. And the guy who was stepping to the podium is a Buckeye from the Buckeye State. Their governor, John Kasich, two-term governor, extremely popular there in that swing state of Ohio, and he's a member of the GOP and now the 16th member of the officially in category of those vying for the nomination of the party for president in the year 2016. But he's in. And you know what? I think he could really be formidable, but is time playing against him, money, and et cetera? Well, we're going to talk about that now with political analyst and chairman and CEO and member of the board of directors for GOPAC, the GOP Political Action Committee, David Avella, who is back on our show. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Glad to be back. Will Michigan Republicans vote for an Ohioan?
Yeah, that's a good question. You got to go back to, I don't know, Rutherford B. Hayes, I think they did then. Well, that was maybe a Civil War vote. Taft, that didn't work out so well. I don't know. I think they probably will if they think that that this is the guy. But, boy, there are a lot of choices right now, David.
It's gosh, if you're a Republican primary voter and you see it in polls, now is a very exciting time that there are a number of, I would offer 16 very qualified men and women who are seeking our party's nomination with diverse views about how we get our country moving forward. And this primary process is going to be exciting to watch. Though I would offer to you that yesterday's entrant, Governor Kasich, is the one to watch because he has a very impressive record on economic issues. Mm-hmm. And yet doesn't mind talking about how his faith guides him, which for a lot of Iowa voters, who's the first in the nation, like it or not, that's going to be an appealing message that he's out there talking about.
If you're working the bundlers of the world and the political donors, too, and let's take it away from just the rank and file of voters out there for a moment, because let's be honest, that's how you've got to get, you know, leverage with the campaign to have the wherewithal to stay in over the long haul for the nomination. If you're doing that and they say, well, what about this guy? I mean, his bona fides, though, all he has to do is say, look, I carried Cuyahoga County. What more do you need to know? If you don't think I can play here, there, everywhere, I'm a Republican who carried almost every county in the state of Ohio. What more do you need to know?
You are exactly right. I mean, his record is very impressive, and his electoral success is equally impressive. Governor Kasich's challenge, and he admits it, is he brings a passion to his arguments that sometimes rub people the wrong way. And he has done that already with a few groups that he's been in front of. So he's going to have to solve that part of it. But let me also add, though, that if you look at recent fundraising reports, Governor Kasich raised $11 million, give or take a few, in about 16 days. And that puts him right in the middle. Doesn't put him at Jeb Bush level, but it puts him right there with all the other candidates in fundraising. And so he'll have the money to be competitive. At least today, it looks like that.
Will he have enough, though, to get into maybe where we get past the Trump phase here? What is the Trump card? And by the way, that's the elephant in the room right now because no one else is getting, early this morning, Carly Fiorina, she's appearing on, national show. Or are they asking about her policies, her opinion? They're asking her about Trump. So, I mean, you know, where does that go?
Certainly, he certainly has done wonders for the ratings for Fox News and Fox News Radio's debate on the 6th. Viewership will be and listenership will be much higher with him in that debate. That said, look, it is a long way until January when the first votes start getting counted, those who aren't Trump are going to have to show how they would be a better leader than Trump, who right now is at the top of the polls, would be. To be seen whether he can stay there or not. He certainly has a very committed group of supporters rallying around him. And is that enough? Can he expand it to actually get some early wins and ultimately the nomination? Only time will tell right now.
David Avella,
I would say
go ahead,
this.
David.
We haven't nominated someone without government experience since 1940. So there are some challenges.
Back to Kasich. I want to ask you, David, if he's in, he's the 16th one in the race. Okay, maybe the last one is the one I remember best. It's not working that way right now, but you never know. If he doesn't get traction for the top spot, for the number one slot, is his Ohio connection certainly put him on anybody's short list for vice president?
He has to be on the list. There's no question about it. And while for guys like you and I, it's fun to speculate about that and analyze that, the reality, this is a decision by one person, whoever our nominee is. And no one would have thought about Dick Cheney when Governor Bush not selected him back in 2000. So who knows what our nominee is going to be looking for in his or her running mate. But if I were to be asked, I would say certainly they should be thinking about John Kasich if he doesn't become the nominee.
If he doesn't become the nominee. David Avella's political analyst, chairman, CEO, member of the board of directors at the GOP Political Action Committee. Go Pack. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, and I think you're spot on with this. I just have this feeling, and I'm not advocating, but I have this feeling that there are those in the race right now who've gotten headlines, who maybe gotten a lot of headlines, that in a few weeks and maybe another month, that it's going to be John Kasich who will be getting more and more of the lion's shares incrementally, not all at once, as he's seen as a very, very serious candidate.
Agreed.
There it is. Okay, so you can mark it down, book it, period, paragraph. We're in total agreement here on this Wednesday morning. David, we appreciate you being with us. Welcome back anytime to discuss politics.
Thanks.
And all things above. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.